Well, I climbed it first as a young boy with my parents. I've climbed it on my own many times. I've climbed it with others. And I've climbed it in situations where we have been having fun as teenagers on the way to the summit. I suppose during my time as Archbishop, I have climbed it in a different kind of, with a different perspective. Crowpatrick, I regard as nature's cathedral of the West. It's a place that I love to be. I love it for so many things, for the presentation that it gives of God's creation, because I know nowhere. I think Thackeray mentioned that there was nowhere in the world that he would recommend more than Crowpatrick. Because it's in the West, I suppose it's very much part of my heart, and it's a wonderful occasion for meeting people on the mountain. You see people, at different stages of life, taking it in at their own pace. You see frailty and fulfillment. You see hardship and hope.
And I'm just wondering, you talk there about God's creation, and so many people today are aware of ecology and environment and all the rest of it. And I'm just wondering, having done it all those years and all those people going up along it, do you think we still should be using the mountain like this? Or is it time to let the mountain rest and let it be creation and pray on the ground?
Well, I think that when you move away from the ground, it's like moving away from the fast lane in life, and you get a different view of God's creation. When you look back as you're halfway up the mountain, or from the summit, if you have visibility, look out on Clew Bay, look at the mountains of Muilray to the south, look at Westport and the sun rising over Westport to the east. I think that if you were an atheist, I think you would have to believe in God when you see the breathtaking beauty of the place.
Now, think of you've done it all your life. So think first timer now listening to this and thinking, Crowpatrick, beautiful mountain. Why would I climb it?
Well, I believe that the mountain is also a great teacher, a teacher with regard to God's creation and the environment, but it's also a mountain that enables us to learn more about ourselves. For the past few years, I would be inclined to suspect that they're adding bits onto the mountain, but or maybe it's because I'm getting older. But you begin with great speed. You realize that you must adjust to the mountain itself. You must become one with the mountain. You're beginning to feel tired. You have to detect what pace you're going to take this at, and then you may change your pace on the way to the summit. I think it's a great insight into ourselves, into the frailty that is there, the way in which we depend on others for an encouraging word, for maybe reaching out a hand in support to somebody who has taken a fall, or perhaps asking others to just take it a little bit easier so that we may be able to keep up with them. I think there's so much about cooperation, about encouragement, about support on that mountain. I believe it's a parable on life itself.